The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Continuing this Tuesday morning edition of The Morning Answer. Glad to have you in. 877-235-9405. Lots of ways for you to join the conversation. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue, and we'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. And, of course, your comments are always welcome on the Big Rock text line. It's been a busy few weeks in our nation's capital as we saw President Joe Biden sign into law a $1.9 trillion spending bill. No one better than to break that down for us than South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Good morning, Senator. It's been a while. Welcome back. It's always a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you.
Well, good morning, Joey, and thank you for having me back on the show. It's always good to be on 94.5 The Answer with you.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, Senator, this time last year, our lives were starting to change. We were starting to hear about this virus. We didn't know too much about it. And last week, as your colleagues in the U.S. Senate and over in the House and President Joe Biden signing this $1.9 trillion spending bill, it was terribly frustrating for me to listen to the Democrats basically saying that President Trump had done nothing to respond to the COVID pandemic this time last year. Let's talk for a minute, first off, about the spending bill and what that looks like. And secondly, your response to your Democrat colleagues just basically saying that President Trump ignored the problem.
Well, Joey, there's nothing further from the truth than the Democrats' talking points about the COVID relief brought to us by President Trump and Republican-controlled majorities. Here's a classic example codified in law that I voted against last week. Biden's progressive payment plan disguised as COVID relief had 1% of the money, 1% for vaccines. Why is that the case? In part, it's because the success of the Trump administration brought us 300 million doses of this vaccine from three different companies called Operation Warp Speed. President Trump delivered on day one for President Biden 300 million doses, and it's one of the reasons why President Biden has said he'll vaccinate 100 million people in 100 days. Well, he was on target to vaccinate 120 million people in 100 days because of the efforts and the wisdom of President Trump. So he would actually have to slow down vaccinations to reduce the goal from where President Trump left it.
Senator, I believe they referred to this as a medical miracle, right?
100%. So Operation Warp Speed, look, I remember I went back and just to confirm it before your show. NBC News reported in a fact check of President Trump that he was wrong. He could not do, i.e. create a vaccine in under a year. They fact checked him on May of 2020. What happened by December of 2020? President Trump produced a vaccine. Miracle? Maybe. President Trump, 100%. This is the type of leadership that today we yearn for again. Someone who gets the job done. And President Biden, on the other hand, is flailing with the keys to the kingdom handed to him with the kingdom intact.
Yep. It's just quite amazing to me, Senator. What is your speculation? Why do you think that Joe Biden won't give President Trump at least the credit for the fact that Operation Warp Speed did, in fact, come up with this medical miracle, this vaccine, so quickly?
Well, Joey, it comes down to just one basic thing, the selfishness. This administration that promises to bring the country back together has done exactly the opposite. They have literally pulled us further apart. It is so obvious to anyone who's watching, even the casual observer, can see tangible evidence of how under the Biden administration, we are getting further and further apart. It is deafening. It's so scary to watch this happen. And his words are falling on deaf ears.
Yeah. And this is the president who says he wants to bring the country back together, that he wants unity.
No, nothing is further from the truth. Look at this. I call it the progressive payment plan, not COVID relief, but I call it the president's progressive payment plan. And what we see are a couple of very key indicators. Number one, the blue state bailout. California has a $19 billion surplus, yet they're going to get from the federal government under the guise of COVID relief somewhere around $40 billion, even wow. though they haven't lost a red nickel, or is it a red cent? Second, Julie, I hope you're sitting down because this is frustrating as all get out. $86 billion are going to grants for labor union retirement accounts. They overpromised, they underdelivered,
wow.
and taxpayers are going to rescue them without their permission.
Wow, that is just amazing, Senator. I read over the weekend, too, where some, speaking of California, some school districts in California are actually considering giving their teachers who haven't been in the classroom bonuses.
Well, listen, this is the craziness. So everyday taxpayers aren't eligible for bonuses, but the California, the state government, is going to give some of their employees bonuses. And the federal government, in this progressive payment plan, is going to extend up to 15 weeks of leave for federal employees to stay home with their kids who are going to virtual education, paid for by parents who can't stay home with their kids.
Wow. Speaking of school, Senator, let's talk for a minute about getting the kids back into the classroom.
It is the most important decision a school district, a county, or a state can make for the long-term health, not only of their state, but of the most important asset they have, their children. Here's what we know. There has been, in South Carolina, an unprecedented increase in suicide and suicide attempts by our kids who have been isolated and separated without routines for far too long. We've seen a 30% increase in parents taking their kids to the emergency room for emotional and behavioral issues. We are seeing a permanent loss in the ability to learn, not in learning, but in the ability to learn, because kids have been carved out of the classroom too long, which means that we're carving a part of their future out permanently. All for what reason? It's not because of the transmission rate. The transmission rate for kids in schools around 1%.
Yeah.
And yet we're keeping kids away from their future so that we can satisfy big labor bosses controlling education, and it sometimes feels like the CDC.
It's just amazing. With me on the guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott. Let's shift gears for just a minute, Senator. You're in the middle of a 46-county virtual tour of South Carolina. You're meeting community leaders, church groups, civic organizations, citizens around the Palmetto State. First, let me tell you, what a great idea. Talk with a senator about what you're hearing from your voters and your constituents around the state.
Well, I consider those constituents my bosses. So I am hearing from my bosses about what their priorities are, Joey. And the good news is I'm being met with a lot of enthusiasm. First thing, America and Southerners, and specifically South Carolinians, are very resilient. We want to be at work. We want our kids in school. I hear that message over and over again. I was talking with Penny Ritchie in Abbeville. She runs a restaurant. And she said the policy decisions in Washington are disconnected from the reality at home. She runs a restaurant, and she says if we were to increase the minimum wage indiscriminately to $15 an hour, it could cost her entire business. So what I heard were some of the concerns from people who are actually out there creating jobs. I heard from county economic development experts about their passion for bringing more work back to Abbeville and how important it is for a part of the federal government to kind of stay out of the way, because
yep.
they are making progress. And I'll be honest with you, I've done three, almost four of these now. I'm excited about talking to my constituents in the real world, because they understand that America is resilient, that they can make it if we just don't get in the way. And so one of my responsibilities after these county tours is to make sure that we design policies that let more people keep their money. We shouldn't take your money and send it back to you. You should just keep it. That's called tax cuts.
Yep.
We should stay out of the way of businesses. That's called common sense.
Yep. With me this morning, Senator Tim Scott, if you'd like to see the senator's visit to Abbeville, his virtual visit recently, I've set up a keyword. Just text senator to 877-235-9405. I'll take you to his YouTube channel. You can see this firsthand. Just text the keyword senator to 877-235-9405. Senator, one last thing here, and again, I appreciate your time this morning. It's always good to talk with you. Your friend Trey Gowdy, he's now sitting behind the desk. He's now asking the questions. I want to put you on the spot here. I want you on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you grade your friend Trey Gowdy as a TV host?
Well, 1 being terrible, 10 being great, I would give him probably around 13 or 14. I'm not biased at all. I'm just honest. Trey has hit the ball out of the park. His guest, present company excluded, John Ratcliffe, the former director of national intelligence, Lindsay, Reince Priebus. He's had on some real thinkers who have helped us see what's happening in the world.
Yep, he's doing a fantastic job, and it's so cool for me to see him as he hosts or on the Fox News there. Yep. Senator, it's always good to catch up with you. Be safe out there, and look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Joey. Let's do this on a monthly or every other month basis if you got room for me.
Hey, we always have room for you, Senator. I'd appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great day.
All right, you have a blessed day. Up next, we'll get back to your phone calls and your comments, 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation.